Here is the news first headline. Indonesian President Prabowo sets 2028 goal for the new capital of Nusantara to become political capital. Indonesia rejects proposal to relocate Gaza residents. Now the news in detail. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto has announced plans for Nusantara Capital City or IKN to officially serve as Indonesia's political capital by 2028. The head of the IKN Authority, Basuki Hadi Mulyono, shared the update after a meeting with the President at a State Palace in Jakarta on Tuesday. To make this happen, the President has requested a review of the designs for judicial and legislative buildings to ensure everything is on track.
Dalam menyelesaikan program dari 25 sampai 29, 2025 sampai 2029, dibutuhkan APBN 48,8 triliun.
We've been tasked with completing the judicial ecosystem, which includes offices and housing, as well as the legislative ecosystem with its offices and housing. The Ministry of Public Works and Housing had already designed a basic plan, but the President asked us to review it. A design team will be formed in collaboration with the Ministry, and we'll work under the President's guidance to finalize the plan.
Untuk memelihara, untuk mengelola prasarana dan sarana yang sudah diselesaikan pada tahap awal tadi. Jadi dari Kementerian PU dan Kementerian Perumahan sekarang menyerahkan pada IKN untuk kami kelola dan kami pelihara. Itu dari APBN.
Basuki also explained the President has approved a budget of 48.8 trillion rupiah for the 2025 to 2029 period funded by the state budget. This budget will cover the completion of the judicial and legislative ecosystems, improve access to development zone 2 in IKN, and support the maintenance of infrastructure built during the first phase of development. Director General of National Export Development at Indonesia's Ministry of Trade, Fajarini Puntodewi, stated, "The Indonesian government, through the Ministry of Trade, is targeting export growth of 7.1% by 2025. She shared this during the event Indonesian MSMEs Go to Europe, held at the Institut Français Indonesia in Jakarta on Tuesday.
Nah, dengan target sebesar 8%,
with a target of 8%, we at the Ministry of Trade are calculating how much export growth we need to achieve to support Indonesia's economic growth. For this year, the Ministry of Trade is targeting export growth at 7.1%. This will be done gradually over the next 5 years. Fajarini explained the Ministry of Trade has 3 main programs, one of which is to help micro, small and medium enterprises enter export markets through a program called Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises Dare to Innovate, Ready to Adapt for Export, MSMEs Can Export. In this program, the Ministry of Trade will act as a coordinator for MSME export activities. The steps include developing export products, improving the capacity of exporters, and expanding access to export markets. The ministry has identified 173 trade exhibitions annually that MSMEs can use to export their products. The Indonesian government has made it clear that it has no knowledge of or involvement in any plan to relocate residents of Gaza, Palestine to Indonesia. The idea reportedly linked to post-conflict reconstruction efforts after the Israel-Hamas war was firmly rejected by the government. Speaking on Tuesday, Ministry of Foreign Affairs spokesperson Roliansyah Sumirat emphasized Indonesia's strong stance on the issue.
Saya juga perlu tegaskan bahwa Indonesia tetap tegas dalam posisinya bahwa
Indonesia doesn't support any proposal to move people out of Gaza. Relocating residents will only serve to reinforce Israel's illegal occupation of Palestinian territory and align with broader efforts to displace Palestinians, something we have always strongly opposed.
Untuk mengusir orang Palestina dari Gaza, sebuah hal yang selama ini selalu kita tolak.
Rolian Shah also urged the recent ceasefire in Gaza be seen as a chance to open dialogue and work toward a peaceful two-state solution guided by international law and agreements. Next, we have Bank Indonesia that fully supports the implementation of government programs stated in the Astacita or 8 main missions. This was conveyed by Bank Indonesia Governor Peri Warjio during the launching of the Indonesian Economic Report 2024, which was followed virtually in Jakarta on Wednesday.
Bank Indonesia mendukung penuh program-program dalam Asta Cita.
We fully support the programs in the government's Asta ideals that I mentioned earlier: stability, provision of government securities from the secondary market liquidity injection for credit, and the third is food security. The fourth is digitalization. In addition, we also prepare for the success of the DHESDA government regulation, foreign exchange of natural resources export proceeds, and also the nutritious food program. Peri Warjio said in supporting Astacita, Bank Indonesia also continues to coordinate with relevant ministers. He added the central bank also supports food security programs associated with inflation control. Peri said Bank Indonesia mobilized 46 Bank Indonesia representative offices throughout Indonesia to support the success of food downstream programs. Towards the first 100 days of Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto's leadership at the end of January 2025, one of the significant achievements that can be noted is the effort to strengthen defense and security and achieve self-sufficiency in the food sector. Indonesian State-Owned Enterprises Minister Erick Thohir emphasized Indonesia's success in improving defense and food self-sufficiency is the result of a strong collaboration and commitment under the direction of President Prabowo. We continue with Indonesian Presidential Communication Office spokesperson Prita Laura, who said the high level of public satisfaction with the performance of Prabowo-Gibran government is a reminder to maintain good performance. Prita, in a conversation with Pro3 RRI on Wednesday, said the government will continue to work well even though the level of public satisfaction with the government's performance is high. According to her, previously, Kompas RND released a survey on 100 days of government work on Monday. The survey results noted the level of satisfaction of the respondents reached 80.9%. We end the news with the National Research and Innovation Agency, or BRIN, through the Education Research Center, in collaboration with the IDEC Institute, Hiroshima University, Japan, held an international symposium entitled Decolonizing Educational Practices Through Formal State Actors and Non-State Actors. The activity took place on Wednesday, Thursday, January 22nd to the 23rd, 2025, at the Agency Sarwono Prawiro Harjo Science Area, Jakarta. Head of the agency's Education Research Center, Trina Fizanti, explained the paradigm shift towards the education system inherited by the colonial era in many parts of the world needs to be discussed by education experts today. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.